The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
And welcome to the North Pole Podcast. My name is Alf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. This episode of the North Pole Podcast is being recorded in the days just before the launch of Santa's Sleigh for Christmas 2020. In studio with me today is Elf Crash Murphy, famous these days for following behind Santa's Sleigh every Christmas Eve and reporting live on the radio everything that he sees on that journey. I teasingly call him the world's most famous Santa tracker, but it's my understanding there is actually a story to Crasher's journey and getting the job that he has. So we're going to tell it in this episode and maybe tell some other stories as well. Crash, before we begin with this, are you ready to do it again this year?
Oh yeah, Frank, I'm fired up. I can't wait to hit the road. 2020's been a year being cooped up, so I'm totally stoked about getting going here. And by the way, let's be truthful about what we're doing here, Frank. It's not in the studio today, it's in the studio tonight, guys, the middle of the night. This episode is totally spontaneous, a little extra effort whipped up by Elf Ernest and by Elf Frank here, really because of some great work by Santa Trackers we met in North Pole Chat this year.
Now, Crash, let's not spoil the surprises here. We're going to rush this episode out there because we know we've got some good friends out there listening to us on Kringle Radio and really giving their all in being great elves in the service of Santa. This episode is dedicated to them. It's about them and our salute to their devotion in helping keep Santa safe while helping him get around the world.
Thanks, Frank. I'm glad you said that. These elves really inspire me.
What I like about their stories is that it always begins with Santa. And that's what I like about your story too, Crash. It's a Santa story first.
Well, it is. I don't think there's a real believer out there who doesn't want to be an elf or who doesn't want to work for Santa. For me, it became a dream come true. I've told my story of being taken in by Santa as a kid many, many years ago, and well, people can listen to that on Santa Update, but my story of getting the job that I have today is a little different than that story.
Well, Crash, when you started as an elf, you had a job in the wrapping department, didn't you?
I did, and I was pretty good at it. I tell people now that I worked in wrapping back in the days when Elf Hugo ran that department, and that I was a tape dispenser technician, and people always laugh at that, Frank, and they shouldn't. I don't know why they think that is funny.
Well, Crash, maybe they don't realize what a critical piece of equipment a tape dispenser is in a place like the wrapping department at the North Pole.
Oh, they don't, Frank. That's one seriously impressive use of industrial engineering, Frank, and I spent years learning how to operate and fix those machines. I was certified in 4 different types of dispensers and could probably fix them with my eyes closed. I did that for years, and it was a job I loved, and I was pretty good at it.
Well, what happened, Crash? How did you go from being a tape dispenser specialist to becoming an eye-in-the-sky reporter for North Pole Radio News? And then how did you end up being the one guy who gets to follow behind Santa on Christmas Eve? You occupy a very unique position in the world of elves at the North Pole.
I'm a lucky man, Frank. You see, as a tape dispenser technician, every Christmas Eve, my work would finish kinda early compared to a lot of other elves at the North Pole, and I always had to try to find something to do between when my work ended and when the North Pole Christmas party began. So I did as many people do. I tracked Santa Claus.
Well, did someone show you how to do this, or what? Back in those days, the tracking of Santa was pretty primitive, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, this was years before SantaUpdate.com, long before the internet. But my interest in Santa tracking came from the jobs I could never get as an elf at North Pole Flight Command. Those were the elves that I wanted to be, Frank. I wanted to be smart. I wanted to work those maps or run the radios or help in some way in the tracking department, maybe do the weather or something like that. But I never had the smarts for it, Frank. I never went to school. And, you know, those jobs over there require a lot of education for those elves. And I just wasn't one of those guys.
Well, you must have known something, Crash, for Santa to notice how you were tracking him at home. How did that happen?
Well, you know, for years I just followed along with Kringle Radio from the North Pole, and I had a map on my wall in my kitchen, Frank, and as a guy would come on the radio, and this was long before you, by the way, I would just mark a spot on my map with some yarn, Frank, and after doing this for several hours, the story of Santa's journey was kind of written right there on my wall, and I thought that was kind of interesting. I started to think of new ways to keep track of Santa. I started to wonder about how his journey one year might differ from the next year. So I started writing stuff down. What time Santa was somewhere. What the reported weather was like. What kind of timing was involved for Santa in different continents and stuff like that. It all became very interesting to me, Frank, and it got so that when the North Pole Christmas party started, well, I kind of stopped going to it for a while because I had so much more fun tracking Santa instead.
How did Santa come to notice that you were doing all of this?
Well, Kringle Radio had a contest where people called in to guess what time Santa would return to the North Pole. And by this time, I had tracked Santa for, a long time. I knew his pattern. I knew the weather forecast. I figured I could guess as good as anyone, so I called into the radio station and registered my guess. And I nailed it, Frank. I not only guessed the right time, I guessed it down to the second, and I won that contest. But what got all the attention was the fact that it wasn't a guess, it was an educated prognostication, as Santa called it later. Sometime after Christmas, Santa showed up to my house, and he started asking me questions.
Did that surprise you?
Well, yes, it did. I mean, Santa knew me pretty well on a personal level, Frank. He practically saw me grow up. But we never had talked about this kind of stuff before. It was the first time in my life that Santa asked me a question instead of the other way around.
Why do you think Santa was surprised?
Well, I think he might have been a little concerned that he was predictable, Frank, you know, from a safety standpoint. I mean, if this Yahoo elf in wrapping could nail down where Santa was and when he would be back, what does that say about Santa's security?
Did he tell you this?
Well, no, but come on, Frank. It's no secret that I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, you know. I'm just a simple tape dispenser guy. And, well, I might be dumb, but I'm no idiot, Frank. If I was Santa, I'd be a little concerned that a simpleton like me could figure him out like that.
Okay, even if that is true, it doesn't add up to what happened next, right?
All right. Santa sat right down at my table and I showed him my map and my notebook, and we talked about my little Christmas routine of listening to the radio and following him on the map. After talking for 3 or 4 hours, he said, Crash, how would you like to do something really different as an elf? How would you like to be on the sleigh on Christmas Eve?
Did that surprise you?
No, it upset me, Frank. I turned him down. I thought he was nuts.
You did? Why, Crash?
Well, the tape dispenser job was a pretty good one, Frank. It made my dreams come true and becoming an elf, but there was still that dream of working in the tracking department and becoming one of those guys, Frank, and I just didn't have the education for it.
Did you explain all this to Santa?
I did, and being Santa, he did what Santa does. He said, why don't you tell me this was your wish, Crash? And with that, to make a long story short, he helped me get my education, and I helped to develop this Eye on the Sky reporter thing and the whole Santa tracking program we now have at the North Pole with SantaTrackers.net.
Could you see then the brilliance of having believers of Santa become actual elves to help Santa on his flight?
Well, that was really Santa's idea, Frank, and you're right, it is brilliant. I mean, think of it. Here Santa is with all these resources, including this big thing called North Pole Flight Command with all this technology, and they still couldn't do the job that Santa trackers out there do now. They are where they live, Frank. They give Santa actual eyewitness reports in neighborhoods and villages and towns and cities. Santa said to me at one time, Crash, how do I duplicate what you do with millions of other people? Well, here we are, Frank. You're on the radio giving the news. Ernest and his team put out those great websites. I'm right behind Santa reporting what I see. And there are millions of elves out there telling Santa what to expect at each destination. It's wonderful to be working side by side with people like that.
Crash, I asked a couple of our best tracker elves to send us a tape of their plans for tracking Santa this year. We just didn't have time to set up an interview and talk to them on the phone. Are you ready to hear what they have to say?
Oh, yeah, Frank. In fact, I'm excited to hear what it's like for them.
Well, this first one is Elf Little Cream. She's actually a city captain for us this year out on the west coast of the United States. Let's hear from her first. This is just great.
This is city captain of San Luis Obispo, Elf Little Cream, first class of Sector 5, reporting from Fresno, California. Every year for tracking Santa, we wake up at 6 o'clock and pull up the website. We then check our tasks and complete if needed. Hot chocolate is essential during this process, as it keeps us motivated and helps make it kind of fun, too. We like listening to Christmas music and occasionally watching some special Christmas videos. We write down the exact location and time that Santa gets to the city and leaves, the ones provided. We, meaning my second-class elf Slimy C, my brother, are glued on all day, reporting and recording until our duty is done. We, wherever we go, we bring the computer or phone with us. No matter what, we are on all day, except for an occasional break when we need to eat. Anyways, but it's always open, and we are always ready to report for anything and doing what our tasks if needed. This has been Elf Lil Cream, City Captain, reporting from Sector 5.
Wow, Frank, that's dang impressive. I like the fact that Lil Cream is so willing to adapt. She's obviously spending Christmas away from her hometown this year by being in Fresno, but she's taking her elf duties with her as she celebrates with her family. I like that she's bringing her brother along. We need to work on getting Slimy a new elf name, but that's just a minor thing. Kudos to her and to Slimy, Frank. I think they're terrific.
I do, Crash. I love her energy. Can't you just hear the Christmas in her voice, Crash?
Can, Frank. I think we should give her own podcast episode or something to do. This kid is fantastic. I'm sure she's got a future in North Pole Radio.
I do too, Crash. I think this next guy has a part to play too. We call him Elf Crusader, and I've teased him a little bit on chat by telling him he's famous at the North Pole, but that's not a lie, and you'll hear why. Crusader is a true elf warrior, Crash. He's dedicated to this. Take a listen.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. My name is Elf Crusader, and I am a tracker elf for Santa on SantaTrackers.net, brought to you by SantaUpdate.com. I was recently asked by the elves at the North Pole how I plan to track Santa Claus this year, and I am more than happy to oblige and give the answer to that question right now. I plan to track Santa the very moment he launches from the North Pole on the night of December the 23rd, and continue to follow his progress on the map at SantaTrackers.net as he makes his way around the world and into my sector. I plan to listen to Kringle Radio to follow all live news updates and reports as they are reported, to give reports as they are requested by me and my elf supervisor. I plan to send reports to the North Pole when I am asked to, and to keep my eyes peeled on the sky and be aware of any and all conditions as they happen and occur in my sector. I plan to heed the bedtime warning when Santa gives it for Sector 5 and to stand down when I am ordered to. And I plan, most of all, to make sure and ensure that everyone has a very merry, happy, healthy Christmas. So without further ado, I want to wish everyone out there a very Merry Christmas and a very bright, shiny, happy New Year.
Wow, Frank. I want to vote for this guy for president.
For real, right? What Santa wouldn't give to have elves like this everywhere. Crash, there are more than 50 million tracker elves so far this year, and counting. We're not even done yet. And hopefully they carry the same spirit and dedication as we hear from Little Cream and from Crusader. What advice do you have for the first-time tracker out there as we get ready to track Santa again?
Well, I would just say to remember to have fun, use your brain, and think a lot, and Just keep working, keep trying. Take it from me, your elf dreams will come true if you just believe and do your best. Always make it about having a Merry Christmas and helping others to have a Merry Christmas too. Don't focus on yourself. You'll find yourself when you lose yourself, as Santa likes to say.
Crash, outstanding advice as always. We thank you for joining us on this fast episode of the North Pole Podcast, and we invite you to join us on Kringle Radio at SantaUpdate.com as we track Santa once again this year. For the North Pole Podcast, this is Elf Frank Murr with Elves Crash Murphy, Little Cream, and Crusader, thanking you for listening.